This is WFYI News Now. It's December 13th, and I'm Abrianna Heron. Coming up, some Indianapolis charter schools have received 15-year renewal terms, which is some of the longest terms in the state's history.
This doesn't take away from the kind of accountability that we have for schools. We will still review them annually the way that we have always done.
More on that story coming up, but first, these headlines. State legislators passed two laws aimed at protecting firefighters from toxic PFAS this year. One requires fire stations to buy PFAS-free gear, and another sets up a pilot program to test firefighters' blood for the chemicals. Rebecca Thiel reports the Indiana Chamber of Commerce wants to make sure those laws don't prevent Indiana manufacturers from using PFAS.
PFAS keep firefighting gear dry and could be one reason why firefighters have disproportionately high rates of cancer. Greg Ellis with the Chamber of Commerce says several Indiana companies use PFAS that doesn't dissolve in water to make things like medical devices, packaging, and metals, and that they should be allowed to continue to use them.
We just want to clarify that definition so that we can use those products and manage them properly.
Ellis says non-water soluble PFAS are safe. But a professor and environmental chemist at Indiana University says there's no evidence to support that, and that all PFAS should be removed from products. In fact, the Food and Drug Administration is phasing out a non-water soluble PFAS chemical found in food packaging because of the health risks. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The Indiana Chamber of Commerce also just released its economic report card. Indiana has improved in some key economic areas, but in many areas, that improvement is being outpaced by other states. The report cards, released every couple of years, are tied to the Chamber's Economic Vision Plan. It tracks metrics across a range of issues, everything from labor force participation and entrepreneurship to healthcare costs and educational attainment. Outgoing Chamber CEO Kevin Brenniger says Indiana ranks in the top 10 of only 7 of the report card's 49 national measures.
The progress isn't happening fast enough because other states are improving at a faster pace. So we need to pick up the pace.
Incoming CEO Vanessa Green Senders says the chamber will bring the report card's message to lawmakers, even as legislative leaders promise a quieter 2024 session.
There's many ways to accomplish things. Sometimes it's big things, sometimes it's small things, but we need to keep moving forward.
The chamber highlighted healthcare costs and early childhood education as areas where Indiana lags. The Commission for Higher Education expanded a statewide educator scholarship to reduce Indiana's teacher shortage. Darian Benson has more.
The Next Generation Hoosier Educator Scholarship aims to provide more opportunities for Black and Latino education students. It's good for up to $40,000. Students who earn the scholarship must teach in Indiana for 5 years or pay it back. Director of Legislation and Program Implementation Greg Harrell says it's been successful.
In this past award cycle for students who are currently using our award for the first time, we selected 375 students.
He says a new option in the scholarship for Black and Latino students will boost diversity in Indiana's schools.
We want our teaching pipeline to better match our changing student demographics in the classroom.
Applications for the scholarship close January 31st. I'm Darian Benson.
Purdue University officials announced the school's airport will begin hosting commercial flights starting in April of 2024. During a Board of Trustees meeting, Purdue president announced that a partnership with Southern Airways will launch daily flights between West Lafayette and Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Purdue leadership and regional officials have long discussed the need to bring commercial flights back to the area to sustain and support economic growth. Earlier this year, the university announced it would build a new terminal at the airport in the hopes of attracting commercial flights. The terminal will be named after Amelia Earhart. The last time commercial flights were available out of the Purdue airport was in 2004. And for our final story today, some charter schools in Indianapolis have received 15-year renewal terms. Sydney Dauphiné reports the new term length is some of the longest in state history.
Earlier this year, legislators extended the maximum time a charter school can operate to 15 years. Previously, it was only 7 years before facing a renewal process. Now the Indianapolis Mayor's Charter School Board will renew four charter school networks for the new lengthy terms. The 15-year renewals are for schools part of Purdue Polytechnic High Schools, Paramount Schools of Excellence, and Heron Classical Schools. Goodwill Adult High Schools were also renewed. Patrick McAllister is director of the Office of Education Innovation for the City of Indianapolis.
This doesn't take away from the kind of accountability that we have for schools. We will still review them annually the way that we have always done. And, you know, if things aren't going well, we have the ability to intervene just as we had before.
Charter schools are required to get evaluations from their authorizer annually in order to stay open and ensure standards are being met. For WFYI News, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.
That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Our podcast is produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Drew Dodlin, Kendall Antron, who composed the music for this podcast, and me, Aubriana Heron. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and follow WFYI on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube to check in on our newsroom throughout the day. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.